Come here, bug. Mommy wants to cuddle for a bit with you if you're cool with it. Hi, beloved. Are you having a good day? Mommy's day just got a lot better now that you're in my arms. All 8 of my limbs immediately wrapping around you, cocooning you against my chest. It feels so nice to have you in my arms. I was missing you even though you were just on the floor. It was way too far for my liking. I prefer when you're up close, like this. Not only do I get to share in the warmth that you like to hold, but I get to be close to my favorite person in the world. Yes. Mommy loves you, bug. From the top of your head all the way down to your toes, Mommy loves every part of you. Any time that I get to spend with you is time well spent. I cherish the moments we spend when you're just like this, relaxing on my lap as you feel two of my hands start to stroke your back. That's okay, right? Thank you for letting me know, bug. You're getting a lot better at communication and telling me your wants and needs. I'm really proud of you for doing that. Mommy knows how hard that can be. It can be anxiety-inducing to set boundaries with people, and I never want to cross a barrier that you set. If back pets are on the table, then I'll happily scratch up and down your back with two of my arms. One focused on your shoulders, the other focused more on your lower back. That's it, beloved. Melt into a puddle against mommy. If it feels that nice to be cocooned in my embrace, I'm not going to stop you. I'm only going to squeeze you a little bit tighter. Like this. You're so good to me, bug. I'm really lucky to have you in my life. Whoever said a drider and a person can't be together was wrong because it seems I found my other half in you, beloved. There is no one I want more than you. It's stupid and cheesy, but you're my missing piece. That's not something that was supposed to be in the cards for a drider like me. Driders typically only get together for the need to mate. Everything else we experience is meant to be solo. And that's what I was taught. And then I met you. You walked into my web and entangled yourself in my heart. I couldn't let you go even if I tried. I was so curious to know more about you, and I'm glad I did. I ended up with the most amazing person on this planet. Someone who makes me feel like I'm on cloud nine by waking up next to me. I want to spend the rest of our lives together. I want to spend hundreds of evenings just like this, being lazy together. You resting on top of me while I give you pets. It makes me wish we could spend every day like this together. You resting in mommy's arms. Mommy having an excuse to pet you and pull you in for even tighter hugs. I guess I will just have to settle for the happy noises you make as you feel my hands working all those muscles. Yes, that's right, Bug. You feel good, don't you? Enjoying yourself? I'm glad, Bug. That makes Mommy really happy to hear. You're having so much fun right now. You've always loved just listening to me talk about anything while laying against me. The rumblings from my chest must feel really good against your head, huh? Yeah, that's right. Nuzzling your face against me as I continue to pet you. Oh, that's it, beloved. You're being so well behaved for Mommy. I'm so proud of you, of everything that you've accomplished. You've come so far, and you're only going to keep growing and getting better. Every day there's a new thing about you that I discover, and it makes me fall just a little bit deeper for you. I've got it bad, beloved. I think you know that too from the smile creeping upon your face. I love you so much, Bug. Mommy would do anything for you. All you have to do is tell me what it is. And if I have the ability to get it for you, I will. I realized how hard I had fallen for you the first time you got sick and I took care of you. I had never taken care of anyone or anything besides myself before that. As a Drider, taking care of something other than yourself is seen as sacrilegious. But for whatever reason, I didn't hate taking care of you. I kind of enjoyed it. And that's when I realized that this, it's not some fling that's going to end in a few months. This is something real. What we have, it's for life, my beloved. I love you so much. You're so perfect. You're always so caring and considerate. You go out of your way to make sure others are comfortable or feeling okay. You always know how to make everyone in the room laugh with one of your classic little one-liners. And when you enter a room, all eyes can't help but land on you and feel jealous. Jealous because they aren't with you. Anyone would kill just to have 5 minutes with you, Bug. You're quite the catch. You're brilliant and good-looking. Having a personality and being attractive are two totally different things, and you somehow have both. Most people don't have that kind of ability. It's usually just one or the other. That's part of what makes you so special, beloved. You have it all. There isn't a person on earth that Mommy can think of that has what you have. There's just something magnetic about you, my beloved. People are drawn to you because you are such a shining star in the dark sky. You're a beacon that calls out to others because of how amazing you are. I could sense it in the moment we met. You're something different, something special. And I was right. I was right because now you are the most important person in the world to me. You can be doing nothing, simply laying on top of Mommy as I pet you, and
I'm having a great time. Any excuse to hang out with you, to feel you, hell, even to converse with you, I take. I'm head over heels for you, my beloved. I don't know how you did it, but you did. You got a dryer spun around your finger despite me being the one with the webbing. And I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm happy that I fell so hard for you. It means that I get to keep the most wonderful person I've ever laid eyes upon. And mommy gets to continue to dote on you, petting your back as you make those happy noises. You're really comfortable, aren't you? I bet you are, Bug. Normally, you don't let me talk so sweetly for so long without trying to get me to stop. You've always been one to fluster so easily. It's great when mommy can just tell you how she's feeling and you don't protest it. You just listen to my nice words and silently agree. Oh, yes. You're so good for me, beloved. I'm so lucky that no one else was able to scoop you up before I got to you. You're small enough that I could have done it. Even cocooned in my limbs, you're still so small. I forget just how fragile you are compared to me sometimes, Bug. How soft and fleshy your skin is compared to mine. And no armor around your thorax or anything. It reminds me just how special our bond is. I would be considered your predator, and since you were the prey that walked into my web, you would be considered my prey. But I don't think of you like that. You're my beloved. Someone who means so much to me that I struggle to put it into words. You make me so happy, beloved. I love you so much. I can't thank you enough for taking a chance on me despite everything. I'm so grateful that you want to stay around and you like me enough despite our differences. From the size difference of me being over 7 feet tall and, well, you struggling to be able to kiss my lips, to the fact that we weren't even the same species, with me being a dryer and having totally different anatomy than you. But you took everything in stride. You were eager to try new things, even if you ended up disliking them. You weren't even disgusted by my eggs. Instead, you wanted to feel them inside you. That was a fun night, wasn't it? Do you remember when we discovered just how much you love oviposition? I thought you would, Bug. Mommy remembers the noises that were pouring out of your mouth. I remember how sweet you sounded as you felt my ovipositor slide inside you for the first time. Most people wouldn't keep an open mind about something like that. It shows me that the relationship we have, it's right for us. What we're doing is going to last. I love spending time with you. My only complaint is that when I'm with you, it feels like time goes way too fast and it's never enough. I always want more. More of your attention, more of your touch, more of our talks. Whatever you're willing to give me, I'll take, beloved. I'm greedy for you. Mommy wants you all to herself. Someone as amazing as you shouldn't be shared. You should be cherished like the treasure you are. You're such a genuine person. There isn't a lot of people left in this world that make me believe that there is some goodness left. But you're one of them. You always make me smile. You're always so brilliant, so caring, so kind. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. But it makes Mommy proud. It makes Mommy really proud because it gives me an excuse to brag about you. I'm sure my friends are tired of hearing about what amazing things you've done this week. And that's the problem. When Mommy thinks everything you do is amazing, I brag about everything you do. I won't stop talking about how proud I am of you or how much I adore you. That's because it's the truth, Bug. I wouldn't lie about how I feel about you. I'm so proud of you every day. Even if the only thing you did was get out of bed, sometimes that's the only thing you can do. I'm proud of you for how far you've come, how much you've accomplished. You've grown so much, my beloved. Mommy is so, so proud of you. I'm so lucky that I get to witness you bloom into your true self. That I get to be a part of your story. And I get to help you realize parts of yourself that you've kept hidden. I'm so lucky that you trust me to show me your real self. Your real self is truly beautiful, my beloved. Inside and out, you shine. Your smile is never brighter than when you're with Mommy, Bug. It makes me so happy to see you happy and relaxed and just enjoying yourself. Being able to let go, even if it's just for a few moments of happiness when Mommy decides to cuddle and pet you, it's really important, and it shows me just how far you've come. Yes. You're so good, Bug. Mommy loves you so much. Don't forget that. Don't you think that you aren't special or that you aren't important, because that isn't true. You're special to me. You're important to me. That means that you are special and important to at least one person in your life. You're stunning. Not just on the outside, but on the inside too. Your emotions, your opinions, your feelings. When you feel a little too strongly about something that doesn't matter, or you think something is stupid, is like the funniest thing in the world, it all makes me fall a bit more for you every day. Whenever I see you smile, I just think how lucky I am to have the most stunning person on earth. How lucky to have you in my arms and to be able to hold you like this. Mommy is so lucky to have you. You're my everything, beloved. I wake up and you're on my mind. I go to sleep and you're on my mind. I see a funny meme and I think of you. I've never cared for anyone the way I care about you, Buck. You changed something in me. Something at my core. I wasn't taught to rely on people. I was taught that being alone guarantees survival. I mentioned we only mate for breeding purposes. Though, I guess I shouldn't say we because I don't. You've taught me so many things, beloved. The most important one being how to love and care for someone besides myself. You taught me that there is good to be seen everywhere if you're just willing to look. Mommy is happiest when she's with you, beloved. I've never felt how I feel about you before. What I feel about you is intense and it can be scary, but then I remember it's about you. About my beloved, the person I admire most in this world. And suddenly it's not so scary anymore. You just have a way about you, Bug. That's why people are drawn to you. That's why Mommy was drawn to you in the first place. You're just a really, really good person, beloved. It's who you are. You can't help it, you can't change it, and you certainly don't want to fight it. Mommy didn't fall for anyone except you, Buck. It was always meant to be. It was always you. Mommy was always, always going to pick you, my beloved.